It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. What a show I have lined up today. You know, I hope you're doing really well today. I've called this show The Courage to Freedom. And the reason I did that is because I really want to talk about how you can have more freedom in your life to really do the things that really matter most to you. Before I get into the heart of the show, I want to just acknowledge, you know, there's been a lot of tragedy in the world over the last couple of weeks. And so I'm really dedicating this show to helping all of us find greater freedom in our business, greater freedom in our personal lives. You know, storms come and go. But what's important, of course, is how we navigate those storms. You know, every challenge that I've ever had, every storm that's ever come along, there's always a gift that comes with it. As long as we're willing to look for it and start to recognize it, it's always there. And listen, this isn't meant to discount the pain and suffering and sorrow that some people may be feeling when we lose. You know, we can lose a loved one. There's loved ones that have been lost this week. People have lost their homes. People have lost their employment. They've lost family members. So, you know, I don't want to discount that. But I do want to say this, that when we embrace those losses, and we also need to celebrate the greater ways, the greatness and the great things that have happened in our lives as a result of some of the people, places, and things that have been in our lives. So to that extent, I'm hoping this show will help you find more freedom, freedom from some of the illusions and delusions that you may have in your life. Before I get to my monologue, I want to mention one thing. I had a friend of mine. His name is Peter Montoya. And Peter came to me a while back, and we talked to him. He's a brilliant man. He's a business leader, and he has so much going on for him. And I said to Peter, I said, you ought to really think about starting a podcast. Well, he took me up on my suggestion, and he started Peter Montoya's Leadership Experience. And the reason I'm saying this to you is because right now he's looking for some business owners and then some employees to come on his show. So if you're a business owner or manager who deals with employees who have an attitude of, it's not my problem, or people who don't maybe do what they say, or maybe you're dealing with a little too much office drama, well, if you are, then Peter wants to talk to you. Also, if you're on the other side, if you're an employee and you just got a bad boss, he'd like to talk to you too. So if you'd like to talk to him about maybe solving some of these issues, you can find him at PeterMontoyaLeadershipExperience.com. Again, PeterMontoyaLeadershipExperience.com. Again, he's looking for callers who have an interest in being empowered to solve their issues and develop their leadership skills. So if that's you, go check him out. PeterMontoyaLeadershipExperience.com. I've known this guy for a gazillion years, and he's a great guy. I know Jill knows him too, so he's great. So before I get to my guest, who's sitting there patiently in studio, I want to just continue on a couple thoughts that I had. Listen, this week we lost a great person. We lost Kobe Bryant, and you know, Kobe, for me, he'll always be remembered for many things, but the ones that really stood out for me is he always had this great smile. He had tenacity like crazy. He had courage to do things that other people wouldn't do along the way, and he loved his family so deeply. You know, he once said, the most important thing is to try and inspire people so that they can be great in whatever they do. Isn't that what we're all supposed to be doing here? You know, growing our courage, becoming who we were meant to be, expressing those gifts, talents, and skills, supporting our families, supporting our communities. And, you know, the best way we can do that, of course, is once we grow and experience who we are, is to inspire people along the way. So I just love that. Kobe, my heart's off to you. I know you're out there somewhere listening to us, all of us here. And we pray for you and your family so that things get better and better for everybody. All right. I want to say this. Freedom. You know, when I think of the word freedom, I don't think of it like a lot of people do. See, I think of freedom when I have freedom from negative emotions. I have freedom from the senses that are driving behaviors. I have freedom of mind. I have peace of mind. I have freedom to be on a spiritual path, to be fulfilled and filled up. That's like, when I think of freedom, I think of freedom that way. So let me ask you, you know, what if you had that same thought? What if you had in your head, whether you are a business owner, an entrepreneur, you're a housewife, you're a, you know, you're whoever you are, a student, and you started thinking in terms of how can I have more freedom in my life? What has to happen for me to be able to take my life in a level that I really want to live from? Maybe financial freedom. Maybe freedom from worries, freedom from stress, freedom from being challenged so many times. I don't know. Some of you have that going on, right? It seems like a little dark cloud follows you around. How come I know this? Because I've been coaching for the last 24 years, and I realize that all of us are growing and learning and evolving. So, you know, in my world, there are no mistakes. In my world, there are only opportunities to learn, grow, and become all that you were meant to be. So I want to say this, though. The first step in freedom is letting go of the delusion of nationality, caste, creed, sex, color. You know, you belong to the family of God. You belong to the family of the universe, your brotherhood of the universe. And when you break the imagined boundaries around heredity and tune into the boundless energy that's within your own soul, the peace, the joy, the love that's actually there for your and maybe even compassion for your fellow travelers, all of a sudden there's a sense of expansion in you. Just try it. You will expand. The second step, I believe, is the delusion that everything is matter, that this is only a solid object, this new book that I have that I just brought out. You know, the truth of is that although matter appears to be solid and, you know, in forms of solids, liquids, heat, gas, those types of things, electricity, science has proven that all matter is really electromagnetic energy, right? In fact, all matter is actually 99.999% space. So if you start to realize that, then all of a sudden you have to ask the question, well, if that's true, who am I? Well, when you start to ask that question, I think that's the most empowering question that you can ask. And I'll tell you why. It's very practical for you to think this way, because when you start to let go of limitations in the way you think, the way you perceive, the way you show up in the world, all of a sudden your mind starts to open up and you start to be able to play on the creative force of life, and things start to get better and better for you. All right. I want you to think about that this week. If you didn't hear what I said or you need to go back over it, I hope you do. And I hope you let you know your friends and know about this. I would like to introduce briefly my first guest on my show today. And I say briefly only because I'm out of time in this segment, but we'll get that right. Oh, I got a couple minutes. All right. So my guest here is Jill Loveland, and she is a personal friend. I've known her for a couple of decades. Jill is an international speaker on the topics of radical influence, publicity, networking, kindness, and referrals. She is an author of 4 best-selling books, and she is a master strategist on how to position your business for more profitability, more visibility in the marketplace. She's the CEO of a strategic consulting firm and has over 25 years experience working with over 100,000 people. I bet it's more than that now, Jill, in national, international media. So Jill, I'm so happy to have you on my show today. Show's all about freedom from maybe financial freedom. We're talking with you, right? You've helped a lot of people achieve that. I know that. How you doing?
Thank you. I am doing great. And I was kind of in this fabulous altered space as you were doing your intro. So thank you for being who you are in my life and for so many, Ken.
you know, Jill, I know this is the same for you, you know, and I sometimes get a little metaphysical on these shows. And but I always like to bring it back to the practical.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can the reason I go metaphysical is because I really believe we got to get out of our own head to be able to think differently and see things differently. So there are people right now that will be listening to you in your segment that will have some resistance. And if that's you out there, I encourage you to let go of that resistance, because Jill has some really powerful pieces that she can teach us today. Jill, you're a 25-year veteran of PR or so, 24 years, 25 years. What's PR all about? What's public relations all about?
Yeah, thank you. And I do want to just bridge one comment you just said, and that is I am very practical and I'm very spiritual, and I think the two shall meet, right? And so as a PR veteran, you know, I want to just say that my definition of publicity begins with the minute that you walk out your door. You're doing publicity, my friends. This isn't always about getting on podcasts and media, all kinds of media. This is also about how you're showing up every day. Who are you out in the world? That's publicity. So that is my big, broad definition of what publicity is. And I really want that to sink in for people, because the truth is, it's important for every business to have some. And it does start from the moment your message begins, the moment you open your mouth, and when you're meeting and greeting, out networking, out getting coffee, out on the airplane, whatever you're doing in life, you're doing publicity. So I want you to really get that.
That's really interesting. Well, listen, you know, I know I got to get to the next, to the break here. But when I come back, I really want to take a deep dive into publicity with you, because you have a different point of view. Again, you come from a practical and a spiritual point of view, which I think is a great blend to help people to really understand the depth of not only who they are, but how to get themselves in the world in a greater way. So we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to the show. This is Ken D. Foster. Today, our show is called The Courage to Freedom. And listen, I want to thank you for tuning in to Voices of Courage. If you're new to the show, get ready to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. You know, if you enjoy the great content of this show, by the way, a lot of you aren't new to the show. You've been doing this for a while. I also have a couple other shows that I'd like to recommend for you. One is called UK Health Radio. One is called Biz Talk Radio. And one is called Talk Radio New York City. Now, why am I recommending them? Well, I'm recommending them because they all have great content. They all empower their listeners to solve problems and help listeners to look at things in a different way. And they bring on great guests just like us. So you can find them at, let's see, ukhealthradio.com, talkradio.nyc, and Biz Talk Radio. Or just ask Siri, Cortana, or Alexa to play any of those podcasts. They'll come right up for you. All righty, back to Jill. Jill is an international speaker and on the topics of radical influence, publicity, networking, kindness, and referrals. I love that kindness piece, Jill. I got to get to that. But let's take a deeper dive into, you know, we were just talking about what it means to be a publicity, right? We're doing publicity all the time, okay? Do we do publicity? Let me just throw that in. Do we do publicity with kindness? Or how? Where does that tie into all your work?
So the kindness piece, I'll just show you, I got a little visual aid here, is based on the book, The Prophet of Kindness. And what I'm really big on is, yes, when you're doing business with kindness, one, you're going to get more publicity. You will have happier clients. You will have more satisfied employees. In fact, you will generally be more happy, which of course makes for better work and more publicity and attracts people to you. So my kindness book, The Prophet of Kindness, is really based on how to do that. And there's a really cool story, if I may just tell you how much and how powerful kindness is in publicity. And that is about Panera Bread Company. So I interviewed the woman who, when a young man came in whose grandmother was dying, the grandmother asked for clam chowder. They don't have clam chowder on Tuesday, and it was Tuesday. They make it on Friday, turns out. So this grandson told this woman in New Hampshire, who just happened to answer the phone at Panera Bread, and who was, you know, basically the cashier, could they make his grandmother clam chowder? It was basically her dying wish. And this woman, bless her heart, made it. When he came in, gave him a tin of cookies, and it was so beautiful. So what happens? The grandson goes on social media and starts yapping about this. Well, do you know, I looked it up even recently. There was over 330,000 hits on this Panera Bread story. Okay, not only that, but this young woman who was the cashier is now the regional sales manager. Why? Because she did the right thing, the kind thing. What happened with Panera Bread? They got great publicity from this story. Not to mention, of course, a very happy customer who I'm sure will be a lifelong fan for what they did for his grandmother. And I think that's just a beautiful story that illustrates the power of kindness.
That's great, Jill. And just before I forget, where can people get your book?
Thank you. The Prophet of Kindness.
Yeah,
check out theprophetofkindness.com or go to my website, jilllublin.com, and that'll take you right through to Amazon for all of your book needs.
Well, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs come to me and they have a lot of, they're like a million little pieces. They have they got great marketing skills, or they might have sales skills, or they might be a technie. They love the, programming or what. A lot of them have so many different skills. How do you recommend that entrepreneurs with regard to publicity, how do you bring all that together? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Well, the first thing I always look at with every client, whether, I'm working with a privately or in my publicity course, is to look at what is it that really is going to capture the media's attention? Because I know you all want to talk about what you do, but that's not what the media is interested in. They're interested in what you do and how it's relevant to the story that's out at the moment, right? Or the story that's most relevant for what's going on in the media. And that's what I want you to focus on, is what's relevant for the media, what's related to, let's say there's a holiday coming up. Like I have a woman I'm working with, she's a divorce coach. She helps people, when they get divorced, deal with their children well. Well, here's what's interesting. We did a Valentine's Day story for how to fall out of love. And do you know that story got her 7 radio interviews, 2 TV appearances, 3 interviews in blogs, all kinds of great things happen because we took a somewhat reverse approach, how to fall out of love for Valentine's Day. So I want you to also think about where do you fit in with regard to holidays coming up and how can you be a part of the media around that?
That's really good. So Jill, what do you see as the problem in today's world with publicity or return on investment with publicity? I know a lot of people go to, they hire PR agencies and stuff and the return just isn't there. So what do you think the problem is and what's the solution here?
Okay, so I'm going to do a shameless plug on guerrilla publicity because this is what we're talking about right here is guerrilla publicity tactics. What does that mean? Ways to get great publicity at very little cost. And that's what I'm about because I agree with you, Ken. Dropping $5,000 to $8,000 a month on a publicity agency is actually a lot of investment these days. So always my, focus has been to help entrepreneurs get great publicity without spending a fortune. So I will tell you, there are so many simple little things, and I do mean simple little things, that are highly effective that people forget to do that you can do consistently. And so I want you to start thinking about consistent pieces in the marketplace that you can do. For example, in your local business journals, in almost every market in the United States, there is ways to put your name in there using what I call an announcement, which is very simply basically announcing something that you've done. It could be a new employee you hired. It could be a new book you wrote. It could be anything, a new program you're launching. That's a great first step for ongoing, consistent publicity.
That's awesome. Okay. I know you have a free gift today. Why don't you mention that? I think that'd be a good idea.
Absolutely. Sure. So if you'd like to get more great tips on how to create your publicity, check out, go to publicitycrashcourse.com/free gift. Okay. Publicitycrashcourse.com/free gift. More great PR tips.
That's awesome. Okay. So publicitycrashcourse.com/free gift.
Perfect.
Is that right? Okay, good.
That's perfect.
Okay. Jill, what is it what's the biggest mistake most people make with PR?
Well, one is just not doing any or thinking, quote unquote, I'm not ready. I hear that, you know, so much from entrepreneurs, and then they do some little things that are highly effective that we are talking about right here on this show. And then they start seeing results and prospects coming toward them and more referrals and more visibility. So I would tell you publicity will create that trust in the marketplace that most of you long for and frankly deserve. So let's get you moving on that. And the biggest mistake is not taking any movement.
Okay, that sounds good. All right. So, you know, one of the things that you do really well is scripts and media scripts. And so what would you say is the secret formula to creating a great script? And let's back up a little bit. Why would a person use a media script? And then actually, I may have to take a break in a way when you answer this, but let's try it. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, you were in my publicity course, and one of my formulas for quick scripting is to create what's the problem today and then give three solutions. Just give it to people. Like, don't make them ask for it. Don't tell them what you do. Actually give three great solutions for what to do based on that problem. That'll make a big difference.
That sounds really good. So, you know, the problem in the world today is there's not enough wisdom. And what we need to do is we need to know how to program our minds to generate more wisdom, more understanding, more love in our life. So that's why I wrote the book, The Courage to Change Everything. Anyway, there's my plug, Jill. But, you know, you taught us a lot of things. Listen, I got to take a break. I will be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. Go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com. Schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better. And the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to kendfoster.com. That's kendfoster.com. kendfoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, I'd like to welcome everybody back to Voices of Courage today. Today our show is called The Courage to Freedom. And before I get back to my guest, Jill Lublin, who's a international speaker on the topics related to radical influence, publicity, networking, kindness, and referrals. And we're talking about publicity with her today. I want to give a shout out to one of my sponsors, Women's Wisdom. They're in San Diego area. If you are a woman in that area, pay close attention. Actually, if you're just a woman in general, pay attention if you're an entrepreneur, because Women's Wisdom is both online and offline, and you can. They are the San Diego's premier networking group for purpose-driven women. They've been around since 1991, empowering women to grow their businesses and also to grow their lives. You can find them at womenswisdom.net. Also, I'd like to thank you for tuning into the show, all of you that are listening right now. If you'd give us a shout out on Facebook or Instagram or even Twitter, that'd be great. And please let your friends know about us. You can get all the replays at voicesofcourage.us. That's voicesofcourage.us. Or just ask Siri, Cortana, or Alexa to play Voices of Courage podcast. It'll come right up. And I hope you tell some friends about the show. All righty. Back to my amazing guest, Jill. And we're talking about publicity. We're talking about some of the areas that I think will help you as a business owner to really take your business to the next level. When we think about publicity, Jill, let's talk about the awe factor, the ooh factor. When somebody like sees my publicity and go, yes, that's it. I want to connect with that person. How do we arrive there? How do we get there?
So I love the ooh, ah factor. That's one of my three solutions I tell people is you have to create your ooh, ah factor. What does that mean? The thing that draws people to you. That might be the either the most solid advice you can give people. You know, I like to say in the solutions, give solid advice. In other words, that's what's going to draw people to you. And give appetizers, not full meals, right? You don't want to give away the whole store. You want people to make that call to you and go look at your website and you know, connect to you about doing business together. So it's got to be enough solid information, and you want to be building that trust and familiarity and setting that bar that people know that you're going to deliver valuable advice. That's always important.
That's great. And, you know, I was so blessed to have taken one of your courses, and it was powerful. It really moved me. It moved me in ways that I started thinking about publicity in completely different ways. As a direct result, I was able to write copy and post, do some different media posts that are really working for me. So I really appreciate you with that, Jill.
I'm so glad.
Yeah. You know, so a lot of people don't know a lot about you, but let me just ask you this, because I want them to know you. At least my guests don't know you yet. A lot of people do actually know you. What can people learn from you?
What can they learn from me?
Yeah. What can people
learn good.
From you?
Well, thank you. So, for instance, in my publicity course, one of the things we do is very no-nonsense, get it done. I think you know this, Ken. We actually do three documents in the course, and I give you four templates that you can use forever. And we're focusing in on the learning is around messaging, bio, press release, and announcement, this piece that's going to go out every 60 days. So I love helping people with that, and we get it done. And I am a results-oriented person. So one of the things that you'll find in my presence, whether you know, you're doing the course or whatever you choose to do with me, helping you get a book deal, we can talk about that in a minute. But really, my focus always is practical and tactical and get it done, you know, because I think that's really a key in today's world. And that's your key too in getting your publicity out, because you can't just yap about it. You got to show people how to do it. You got to get it done for them and get it done with them. So that's always my focus in the publicity crash course.
That's awesome. And you know, speaking of getting your book out, you are one of the teachers in my book masterclass, which I've put together. I put together some of the top authors, speakers, book marketers in the country, to help others to learn about writing books, marketing books, selling books, and what's going on currently in the marketplace. So people can find out all about that and see you up on there, Jill, too, at courage2change.us/invite. courage2change.us/invite. By the way, those courses, that's free. Jill did that out of love of her heart to be able to help you to understand, take a deeper dive with her and with some of the other amazing speakers up there. So thinking of that, Jill, so let's talk about book marketing. Let's talk about that piece. What is that? How do you help people with books?
So one of the things, you know, I'm the author of four books, right? And one thing I know is how key books are to support you to get your word out there, to leave a legacy, to have your information soak in to someone, and frankly, to create higher fees, better programs, more speaking opportunities. That's what books do. So I think it's really powerful to have a book in every form, you know, just whatever works. Let's get this, your knowledge and information out there. If you're interested to talk further about getting your book to a major publishers and agents, I'm your woman. I've been doing it for 18 years, helping people get book deals without a word written. Or if you have a self-published book and you want international foreign rights deals, I can certainly help you that way too. And I go to the London Book Fair and the Frankfurt Book Fair every single year. So Ken, how should we let them know how to get a hold of me if they want to talk about that?
Please, let's go ahead and do that, Jill.
Absolutely. So first of all, just call my office and set an appointment if you'd like to. I'll just give you my office line, which is 415-883-5455. We love to still talk to people. 415-883-5455. Or you can email info@jilllublin.com. Make sure there's three L's in there together. info@jilllublin.com.
Well, Jill, you know, I know you're results oriented and, you know, there's a drive, a passion inside of you. I know you've created so much wealth in your life and helped so many others create wealth. I always love my listeners to kind of get to take a little deeper dive with you. So like, let me just ask you a deep question. Like, who are you really? Who is this person that I'm talking to that's accomplished so much? What's inside the soul?
Well, thank you. I would tell you I am a light worker. I am a messenger of messengers. I have definitely come here to support others to get their message out. I feel that God has given me a great talent, and that is the ability to translate messages. So I can hear things and rework them so that it lands publicly. I love that. I am a nature lover. I am a cat lover. I have four. Wow. I'm a book lover. I love to read. I love to be in nature. I love to chase sunsets. You know, some people chase storms. I chase sunsets. Good ones that go right into the ocean. I love those.
You know, and I think just as important is the flip side of that. Like, you know, what would you consider your one or two greatest mistakes, and what happened as a result of that?
Well, you know, one thing is I would have started much earlier getting financially literate, because truthfully, I've always been highly creative. You know, it makes me good at what I do. But, you know, the whole financial picture, I wasn't real literate until I started educating myself, until I got the right team around me. I mean, I'm not saying I do my own bookkeeping or anything, because I don't. But at least I can read a P&L statement without high anxiety now.
That's good.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's really important for people, is get financially literate. Don't go, oh God, you know, maybe someday. Right. So I think that's a real important piece. You know, I fell and fractured both ankles, and I ended up in a wheelchair for 5 months. And I feel, even though, you know, that seemed like an accident, and of course it did really impact my financial well-being, my emotional well-being, of course my health, and I had to have a caregiver. I mean, it was pretty serious. And what that left me with was it translated into like upping my game for what did I really want to accomplish next, right? And as I sat not being able to do anything, I thought, what is it that I do really want to do? And actually a new TV show that I was working on for quite a while called Messages of Hope got actually born from that, because my focus has always been using media to create positive change. And so, you know, funny enough, I had to have an accident to do that. So I would just tell all of you, yeah, right? Like, what's that about? So
what's that
I would
about?
Just,
yeah.
It was God stopping me in my tracks. And I'm aware of that now. But I would just tell all of you to, you know, look deeply inside. What is at the bottom of basis of your work? What's really in your heart and spirit and soul? What do you really want to get out there? And do that.
I love that. Well, listen, I love that. I think we'll end on that, Jill. That was so good. Thank you so much. I'm glad I asked you those questions so my audience could really get to know who you are, as I know you, this amazing, loving soul. One last time, how can they get a hold of you, Jill?
Thank you. Email info@jilllublin.com and go to publicitycrashcourse.com/freegift and get that too. Would be wonderful.
That's awesome. Thanks so much for being here and joining me today, Jill. And stay tuned. Coming up in my next two segments, I've got two amazing entrepreneurs. I got Paul Trapp and Stephen Davis, and they are the founding, co-founding presidents, COO, and let's see, CFO. Well, anyway, we'll find out more about them in a second. We're going to be talking about how to achieve your dreams. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kali Ma in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kali Ma, a place for transformation.
Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. Are you an author or would-be author? If so, a few of my New York Times best-selling author friends, some of my book marketing strategist friends, and I are going to be teaching you how to write, market, and launch your book to bestseller status. And get this, no cost to you. You're going to learn from the experts that I use, their formulas, and their simple steps to make your book a bestseller. So find out how to do this at couragetochange.us/invite, couragetochange.us/invite. There are, I think we have 12 master teachers in the class right now. You're going to learn things you never knew about book marketing. I can tell you that because I've been marketing books for the last 15 years, and I've learned a whole bunch from the experts that I brought on. Hope you'll join us at couragetochange.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
All right. Well, welcome back to the show. Today's show is called The Courage to Find Your Freedom. And if you hadn't heard in the last segment, I want to just mention this really quick. I have brought together a few of my New York Times best-selling author friends and my book marketing strategists and myself. And we are teaching you how to write, market, and launch your book to bestseller status. If you want to find out more about that, go to couragetochange.us/invite. couragetochange.us/invite. You can also find out about my new book at couragetochange.us. Anyway, that's a free course for you if you'd like to have that. Oh, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today. I see I've got Paul and Stephen on the show. I'm glad to have you. Can I introduce both of you guys?
Absolutely, Ken. Good afternoon. Paul Trapp, CEO and co-founder with my partner here, Steve Davis, of Event Prep. Steve and I are military veterans and entrepreneurs. We didn't know it for a while in our careers, but we are now.
That's great. That's great. And, you guys, Paul, you've done quite a bit. You're a former senior military leader who served as chief of recruiting for the Army National Guard, holds over 30 years experience in a contract management, event planning, organizational conferences, seminars, and meetings. That's awesome. And Stephen, let's see what they tell me about you. You're a multi-state operations director who focuses on conference development, implementation, management, and conference design. Currently serves as a chief warrant officer and CID special agent in the Army Reserves. You have that in common with my father. He served in CID for over 30 years. In Army Reserve. So he was also a 48-year veteran of the LAPD.
Very cool.
He did some cool things. So, hey, guys, I'm glad to have you, man. It's great.
Thanks, Ken. Yeah, we're excited to be here.
Yeah, that's great. So, all right. So you guys went from military to entrepreneur. How did that even happen?
Long story. Funny thing happened on the way to the seminary.
Right.
We are... two military guys, law enforcement backgrounds, pretty much employees all of our life. But I think both of us had a little bit of entrepreneur trapped in the employee's body as we were kind of migrating through our life. Knew there was supposed to be something else. And we met about 30 plus years ago, just by chance. I was literally on my way to the seminary, been accepted to a Catholic seminary, St. Meinrad's up in Indiana, had kind of derailed my course of that. I was in the military and I got out of active duty, went to the National Guard, and decided I was going to become a priest and wasn't married, didn't have any kids, about 30 years old. And I ran into this guy on the way to the seminary, and he was a cop in Central Florida. And we became instant friends. We started hanging out together. We started doing cop things together because I had a little bit of a law enforcement background. And I met a girl when I was with him one night, and it turned out to be my wife. And as you know anything about the Catholic faith, that doesn't go together. So
right.
Ended up... opting out of the seminary and decided, wow, I just gave up my career to go to seminary and didn't have a plan.
Then I lied about his character, Ken, and got him a job as a cop.
Is that what happened? Yeah, I get that. Yeah, that's good. I can really relate to you guys. Yeah, I was raised Catholic, so I understand this whole scenario here. Yes, I get you.
Yeah. So, the whole business journey for us, Ken, was just, it started in friendship, really.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Well, I think your new book is a funny thing happened on the way to the seminary. Anyway. Well, listen, today you guys are you know, you're working with employees. You're helping people to really expand who they are and become better at who they are. Better actors, as my father would say.
Sure.
So let's take a deep dive into employee employees and what makes a good employee and how do you help companies have better employees?
Right. Great question. I think it starts with recruiting, right? Mm-hmm. It starts with getting the right people. Steve's really good. You know, his background as a CID agent, right? Reads people.
Yeah. You and your father would appreciate this, Ken. It's funny when you leave one career, but those skill sets never leave you, you know? So as a business owner, and when we were mom and popping it, and I'm having to interview every employee that came into the building, which ended up being, I mean, in all total, probably about 500 over the course of 15 years, you get to understand and read the body language of those people who are really, really want to be there and work, and others who are just kind of going through the motions. But yeah, Paul makes a good point.
You know, that's really good. In fact, you know, as a result of growing up with my father, I got really good at, you know, he was a really great interrogator. He was just the best, and he could read people like crazy. So sure. I ended up writing a book, Ask and You Will Succeed. There's 1,001 questions in this book, right?
Wow.
So
wow.
He really helped me to understand how to ask a question to really get in his case, of course, he wanted to get the truth. And the same thing with that book. I try to help people get to their own truth about what's really going on in their life.
Yeah.
But I like what you said about recruiting. In fact, I just had a client today. We were talking about how do we know? I asked him this question. I said, "How do you know when somebody's engaged with you?" We were talking about his employment, his meetings. How do you know when they're engaged or they're just pretending? And he didn't have an answer for that, right? But you guys have an answer for that. How do people know that?
Well, you know, when you first start, first of all, like we said, it goes back to the recruiting, right? And recruiting for us is not an event. It's a process, right? We don't wait until we have a vacancy to go, you know, scramble to get something out on LinkedIn or Indeed to, you know, find that. Because if you do that, what you're going to end up doing is you're kind of capturing the bottom of the barrel from other companies, people that aren't necessarily making it or happy where they're at. And they're going to try to find other ways. I prefer to go out and find the top producer in another company and start recruiting them through a process, through relationship driven. I don't care if we go to dinners, ball games, just, you know, helping each other out as we kind of, you know, in the same battlefields. But ultimately, example, our current sales vice president of sales, he was a director of sales for a hotel for several years that we did business with, and we recruited him over. Now, that starts to know whether they're engaged or not. Because when I got this guy, he wasn't an employee. He was what I would consider an intrapreneur, right? He's hybrid kind of employee. He's kind of hybrid like an entrepreneur because he's in the game, but he doesn't own the business. He's just in the game like you are. So it's finding that right mindset right from the very beginning, and then that really helps the course. You know, the course.
And that's really good. In fact, Paul, I'll address this to you too. The fellow that I was working with, he said, it seems like we're attracting people in our administration pool, in some of our upper management that have lack of confidence. They're not really confident. So they're making poor choices, or they're making choices that they're depending on other people to make choices for them. So they're slowing down the business and they're making some poor choices. Can people recruit around that, you know, that confidence level? I guess it's kind of a loaded question. You probably can, but how do you know when somebody's confident or not?
Well, you know, so I just had it on the tip of my tongue.
On the front end of it, right, Ken, at the end of the day, you know, people come in looking for jobs. They're at a disadvantage. They're trying to win. You know, they're trying to negotiate a salary. They're looking out for them. We're looking out for us, right? We're trying to, you know, pave the best way, but we're looking for the fit, not just academically, not just, you know, experience, like they got so many years doing this. We're looking for attitude and we're looking for culture. And that to me might be a defining factor because
I think it is. I think you're exactly right with that. I think, in fact, what you just said around culture, when you come in and you work with an organization, is that one of the first things you look at? Is their culture?
It is. It's actually the number one thing for Paul and I and our businesses that we've ever run. We've found that if in the interview process as well, when you're sitting across from someone, it doesn't take long, right? It's the eyes are the window to the soul. eyes and hands are going to tell you everything about the individual, whether they're engaged, whether they're not engaged, whether they're predisposed, or they're thinking about something else, right? In the end, the bottom line is we're looking for someone that I'll call it the golden rule, but it's a pretty simple thing that we learned as kids. Just simply treat others the way you want to be treated. And that's what we're looking for in our employees. And when we find it, we grab them. And so we follow a philosophy of hire slowly. Take the time. If it requires a second interview, pull them in. If you know for an absolute fact after the first interview, give them the job. But hire slowly and fire quickly. If you know that this is not good for you or good for the culture or good for the company, they got to go. They got to go because it's like a cancer spreading. And when your other employees see the way that you handle someone who is a threat to the culture and you do nothing, well, you might as well destroy your own culture yourself.
You know, that's really good. And I think it works the other side of that, too. If you have a good employee and you haven't created a culture where they feel safe and secure, and you fire somebody that everybody admires just because they didn't necessarily step up the way you wanted them to step up, I think that can really impact the culture, too, and impact a lot of other people. In fact, that's what happened in the situation that I'm dealing with.
You know, Ken, culture can either be by default or by design, you know, and, you know, I keep on going back to this recruiting thing. You know, you mentioned I was the chief of recruiting. I spent a great deal of my time in the military and recruiting, and there's an art to it and there's a science to it and everything. But even as simple as the questions, like, you know, during an interview process, when you're interviewing someone, you're asking them about them, their experience, all the different. But a lot of times you at the end of an interview say, do you have any questions of us?
Right.
And that's a telling sign sometimes, right? So if you're a listener out there thinking about like, hey, I'm going in for a job interview, or if I'm an employer interviewing people, I love when a potential employee says to me, hey, listen, what advice would you have for me if I was hired here? What could I do to help benefit your organization? What would be the one or two things you would want me to focus on, you know, so I could help you advance your mission? And I'm like, wow, now there's most people I'm talking to is going like, hey, you know, I got vacation coming up in 3 more weeks. You know, if I get hired, can I still go on vacation?
And they're living in the moment.
They're living about them and what's in it for them, which is important. We want to make sure they're taken care of as well, right?
I love it. Well, listen, I gotta take a quick break, and we'll come back and finish up the segment here. But I want to take a little dive into how we invest in employees in our companies and why that's important. So, but before I take my break, hey, how do people get a hold of you? Let me do that real quick.
So the best way to do it, if you want to get in touch with Steve or I, is www.davistrap.com. That goes directly to us, Davis Trap. If you want to learn more about our business, which is Event Prep, that's www.eventprep.com.
Okay, great. Davistrap.com, eventprep.com, trap, T-R-A-P-P?
Yes.
.com. Okay.
Yep.
All right, very good. All right, listen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we're going to take a deep dive into investing in your employees. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
If you, your company, or organization is out to change the world and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, Savvy Publicity is the perfect fit. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for its innovative business practices, Savvy Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Whether it's creating an engaging website, building a passionate social media tribe, or connecting their clients with top media influencers like Good Morning America, The New York Times, and Oprah, everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com. To schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, I'd like to welcome everybody back to the show today. As you may have heard in our first segment, I talked about a friend of mine, Peter Montoya. He's got a new podcast out there. It's called Peter Montoya's Leadership Experience Podcast. And right now, he's looking for business owners and employees to come on his show. So if you're a business owner or manager who deals with employees who have an attitude of maybe this isn't my problem, or some of the issues we're talking about on our segment right now, or maybe they have an attitude of too much drama in the office, or maybe you're a employee and you've got a bad boss. If you do, I encourage you to check out Peter's podcast and also come on as a show. Let him interview you. If you are a person that maybe doesn't want to be highlighted your name and address, he'll do it anonymously. So go to PeterMontoyaLeadershipExperience.com. Again, PeterMontoyaLeadershipExperience.com to schedule your interview with Peter, get on his show and solve that issue for you. I really encourage you to do that. All right, today our show is called The Courage to Find Freedom, and I'm so blessed today to have a couple of experts in business on my show. We're talking with Stephen Davis and Paul Trapp, and their company is Event Prep. So, guys, all right, let's talk about how do we invest in our employees? What do we do?
Well, I think you'd get them in from ground zero, right? From, I said earlier that, you know, culture is either by default or design. I can give you a real concrete example just early on in our business, how we kind of reeled our people in and let them have ownership, not, you know, virtual ownership, but literally emotional ownership, right? Emotional buy-in of what we were doing. So we had a really great year back. It was early on in our business life. We really hit the jackpot. Things were going well. We had this, you know, corporate social responsibility mindset, right? We wanted to give back to the community which we lived in. So Steve and I went in the back office and we started talking like, hey, we, you know, how much more? We're going to give away $50,000. First time we ever gave away $50,000, you know, so it's not a gazillion dollars, but it's a lot of money, right? And so it was very important to us. And we started talking and the first thing we said is, where do we want to give it? And we both looked at each other and says, how do we involve our employees in this? And, you know, little discussion started going like, oh God, if we do a vote, you're going to have havoc. Everyone's going to be thinking their thing is more important than someone else's thing. And at the time we had $50,000 and we had about 50 employees at the time. And we literally said, hey, why don't we try to just give each one of our employees $1,000 that they give away to something they believe in. And the only rule it had to be a real IRS recognized not-for-profit 501c3, you know? So we announced the program. It took us a day to put some stuff together. We put a nomination sheet out. We called everyone in the training room. We said, hey guys, great news. We had a great year. We're going to give away some money to the community in which we live in. We have $50,000. You each are going to get $1,000 to give away. And boom, their heads just exploded because, you know, we had people making six figures, program managers doing great things. That's cool. We had 10 hour, you know, telephone operators that were now faced with, I've got to give $1,000 to something I believe in, and I'm not even sure I know what I believe in. Like, they had to do personal inventory. They had to go through this process. And then all of the discussions at the water bubbler and the cooler, they're like, hey, what are you giving your money to? I'm giving it to the, you know, after school program for kids, or the burn unit at the hospital, or the Animal Shelter Rescue League. And boy, conversations just took off. But what we got was immediate buy-in. They owned the program. It was their money that they were giving away, not our money. We still got the tax write-off. We still did what, you know, business owners do the right thing, get the tax write-off, help the community. But because we're event planners, we blew it out. We did a big breakfast. We invited all the recipients in. We introduced the donator or the nominator to the recipient. We gave away the big Happy Gilmore chest. And we got a lot of goodness spread through the community through that one activity. But that's just one example.
That's a great story. And you know, Paul, I want to ask you too, just to follow up on that, you know, because what you told me, they had to understand what they stood for before they could really invest in their company. Now, I think a lot of companies need to identify really clearly what do they really stand for, because I work with a lot of companies, and you probably have too. They have values and missions and things done, but it's not really reflected in the culture. They say it, but they're not really standing for that. How do you work with an organization, Paul, to help them to really implement what they stand for in that culture? How do we do this?
I think it starts with by example, right?
Yeah.
With the way we act and the way we, you know, every employee, their first day, their first hour of employment, they spend with the owners. They come in, we shut off all the electronics, we shut off the computers, we do everything that we need to do to let them know they're the most important thing in the building. And then at that time, they hear it from the owners. What is our vision? Where have we been? What do we do? Who are our customers? Where do we think we're going? We get them on the same sheet of music. We get that buy-in right from day one. Everything stops. It's the most important day because we have a new family member joining us. We need to make sure they're on sync. Through the process, through our role model, through our activities, through what we do and demonstrate. And again, we set the tone and we put the perimeters out there, but they actually own the culture. They actually, it's amazing to sit back and watch it grow. And every once in a while, just reach in and touch it and tap it and kind of shape
That's
it. And
mold it. Stephen, let me just plus that too, because I think there's a... it all kind of ties together. When you start helping companies to recognize their employees, and you know, I have an organization I know of right now that I'm working with. They had when I started with them, they were 100% turnover. And they told me that, oh, that's the standard in this industry. And I said, well, it may be, but how about you setting your standard a little different, right? Yeah. You know, and so how do you, you know, when you walk into an organization and they have, you know, turnover going on and you're like, you can see it. What kind of programs have you recommended in the past, maybe to help people to get recognized in a better way, to keep the employees happy and keep them there?
Yeah, so some people work for money, some people work for title, some people work for recognition, some people work for a hybrid of all of those different things, right? Mm-hmm. End of the day, you got to get an assessment on the front end of what's going on, right? You need to get your finger on the pulse. You need to get real. Sometimes the current leadership in an organization won't get the real story. They're either afraid to tell them what's going on, they're scared to tell them, they're fear for their job, they're fear for their security. Whatever. So sometimes an outside person coming in can get the real story, right? And find out what the issues are. You make an assessment. You have to be able to look at it unemotionally. It's really hard to say that as a business owner because you're emotionally tied to your people, right? But you have to be able to look at it for the benefit of the business. Steve and I, when we started our businesses, each business we started, it was like another child being born into the family. You know, we always did what was right for the child. Even if mom and dad were fighting, we always did what was best for the business, you know? And I think when you go into an organization, you're looking at it, the assessment on the front end is key, right? Because you can't go in and start making changes. You can't start making fixes until you actually know what the problem is. And a lot of times it could be, as Steve referred to earlier, a cancer within the organization. It can be a leadership issue, right? It can be, your other company said, oh, this is the standard of the industry. 100% turnover is not a standard in any industry that I know of, right? There's ways to improve on it. But it starts, I think, with the initial assessment.
That's really good. Okay, well, I'm almost out of time. I got a couple minutes. Let's talk about who would normally come to you? Who's your ideal client that you guys look for?
Yeah, so we are event planners by trade, right? So we do 3,000 plus events a year. This week, I have 80-something events going on somewhere in the world, right?
Holy tamale.
So it's a lot of, you know, if you ever plan one event, you know all the details of what's going on. So our clients range anywhere from corporate clients to association, not-for-profits. We have, you know, sporting, military, government, you name the, basically anywhere where people want to come together and meet.
Yes.
and you know, talk about something important to them. A lot of times they don't want to be bothered with the logistics involved in that.
Okay. You know, you also have a book out there, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Achieving Your Dreams. There it is. Prep for Success. I love it. How do my audience get that book? Where do they find that?
Best way to go right on Amazon.
Please hold that book up a little more.
So best way to go is right on Amazon.
Okay.
And it's a transformational story of basically, you know, an entrepreneur that's trapped in an employee's body. How do you navigate that? How do you traverse that? Because a lot of people have a great idea. They just don't know how to launch it, or they just have this, you know, they just don't know how to, sometimes they keep on kicking the can down the road. They're like, oh, we'll start that business when Bill gets his next promotion at work, or we'll do, you know, I'll do this when this happens or that happens. And it's just, this is just a kickstart of how to do it. It's a little bit of our story. It's a little anecdotal, but a lot of lessons learned in the process, because we were just two guys around a barbecue grill drinking a cold beverage, trying to figure out what was meant in life to be a little better for us.
That's great. I'm out of time. Tell me again how to get a hold of you guys.
So www.eventprep.com or www.davistrap.com.
All right. Listen, thank you guys so much for being here. I really appreciate it. Would love to have you guys back. We took a little surface dive, but I'd like to get a lot more deep into some of the things you do. So that'd be awesome if we could do that. Again, I like our backgrounds. We have a lot in common to talk about. So
love it.
Have you guys
love
back.
It, yeah.
And okay, so for all of you that are listening today, I want to thank you for joining us. And please, again, let your friends and family know about our show. Again, you can find all the replays at voicesofcourage.us, voicesofcourage.us, or as I said earlier, tell Cortana, Alexa, or Siri, play Voices of Courage podcast, and it'll come right up for you. Till next time, have a blessed day. Have a blessed life.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.